Ebola isn't a new disease, but never before have health workers had to battle the scourge inside a war zone. That's what's happening in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where Ebola has already killed more than 1,000 people. David Miliband went to see the situation for himself. Miliband is a former UK Foreign Secretary and current head of the International Rescue Committee. He spoke with us from Goma, the capital of the DRC's North Kivu province, where Miliband says health workers are combating all sorts of disinformation about the disease.
The rumors are everything from the fact that when you wash your hands with chlorine, that in fact gives you Ebola rather than protecting you from Ebola. There are rumors about the backpacks that NGO workers carry around with them that somehow they're associated with the disease. In fact, the truth is that the disease is transmitted by the transfer of blood. And it's in that sense quite hard to get. But the rumor mongering, it can easily get in the way of the kind of sensible prevention measures, then the detection measures, and then the treatment measures, which are effective. Just for the benefit of your listeners, they'll be pleased to know that the vaccine that's been developed is 97% effective. The difficulty is that in the affected communities, it's only been taken by about 90% of people. And it's the 10% who haven't had the vaccine that are obviously at greatest risk of contracting Ebola.
And is that out of reluctance? Are they afraid of the vaccine, or has it not reached them?
There's real fear, and it's the refusal of people and the concern of people about coming forward that has been the primary issue. Obviously, though, the danger is that the longer this disease goes on, the more people travel, and people who are infected but don't yet know it spread the disease. And that's why there's real concern, not just about the situation in Betumbo, where there's 1 million people and where services are being suspended because of attacks on health facilities, but also in Goma, here in where I am, that where the disease hasn't yet been detected, but there's a danger it spreads. And so prevention measures are absolutely essential.
I want you to visualize how this works on the ground. I mean, there's kind of a war going on, there's violence, and you're trying to deal with an Ebola crisis. So how does it work? How do medical workers go find the people to educate about Ebola and bring them in? Or do people have to voluntarily come in and be tested? How does it actually work in this conflict zone?
Because of the very heavy military presence that exists, both from over 20 armed groups in Butembo itself, probably 60 here in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, never mind the government forces, you have a heavily militarized situation, which of course allows all sorts of rumors to fly around and gets in the way of humanitarian work that is of its essence separate from any military activity.
So how are people getting to the facilities to be tested and treated?
People go about their quote-unquote normal life. They are able to get to health centers if they're established. The difficulty is that these centers can be targeted by various of the armed actors. And that's what we've seen. The Médecins Sans Frontières group withdrew their staff in February because of the targeting of an treatment center. We've had three health centers burned down because of false rumors about what we were doing. And obviously that means that there's enormous stress on the staff that we've got in over 50 treatment centers that have been continuing to run. But frankly, even this week while I've been here, there was a shootout in Butembo yesterday, which means that our staff are extremely worried about whether or not the health facilities that they're running are going to be the next to be targeted.
You mentioned the vaccine that's very effective. Have you been able to combat the rumor mongering about it to expand its application? Is there a sort of accompanying public health campaign that's trying to sort of persuade people that this is a good thing?
Our experience is that it's trusted local members of the community, local community groups, local leaders who are absolutely key to combating the rumor mill. The great danger at the moment is that health services are wound down because of the violence, and then the Ebola outbreak gets out of control, because in April, over 400 cases of Ebola were found. That's the fourth largest monthly total in history in any response. And with services now suspended, including some services for the lab testing of individual cases, the great danger is that the caseload rises without it being properly assessed, properly monitored, and properly treated.
David Miliband heads the International Rescue Committee. He's a former UK Foreign Secretary. He joined us from Goma in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Thanks a lot, David.
Thanks very much indeed.